Your brothers and sisters, and all of the family of Mamin. I'm Pastor Jeongyeon Jang from Columbia Mamin Church. First of all, I give thanks to God and the Lord who blessed me to preach the message on this precious altar where our loving senior pastor preaches. I also give thanks to Senior Pastor who has prayed for me, led me to the Word of Life, and helped me fulfill my duty well. I also give thanks to Mrs. Bonham Lee, who always prays for Mami members and missionaries all around the world. I extend my thanks to Pastor Susan Lee as well, who is working as the acting senior pastor. Last but not least, I'd like to say thank you all pastors, elders, and workers, and members who are following the will of senior pastor in unity with Pastor Susan Lee. It has been around 10 years since I preached the message on this altar. Today, I will give my mission report that includes my personal experiences. You know, the Lord tells us to boast in Him. I'll probably boast in Him during the message. Understand me. In October 2005, I was dispatched to Latin America as a missionary and served the Peru Mamin Church for 6 years. And on November 30th, 2001, my family and I arrived in Colombia. And on January 29th, 2012, we had the opening service of Colombia Mamin Church, and I've served the church for 8 years in the love of God. In Latin America, there are 33 countries and 600 million people. It's a halfway around the world from this Korea. I arrived in here. It took 32 hours to get here, to get to Korea. It took 32 hours from the Bogota airport. Of course, there is another route, but to buy a cheaper ticket. So it took more time. I think it's like the Latin America. It's like a rich fishing ground. Though many people are Catholics, the number of Christians has constantly increased. They do not deny the Lord. They do not deny God. Of course, it's harder to deny the existence of God. But they, the people, already believe God, the existence of God. So I think it's like a rich fishing ground. Of course, any place where the senior pastor's message is preached, it's like a rich fishing ground, but Latin America could be a good place where we can preach the gospel well. The 18 countries use Spanish as an official language, and some use English. Brazilians use Portuguese, Republic of Suriname, French. In Haiti, Dutch. I feel like just 1 or 2 years have passed, but it's the 14th year since I started working in Latin America. In the space of senior pastor, I've never regretted being a missionary. It's because while doing something, especially when we meet with some complex problems, we may regret doing something. But it's the 14th year, but I've never thought about why I am a missionary, why I became a missionary. I've never thought about it. I just thought about the love of God and love of the senior pastor. And I think it's a great blessing. Of course, I don't mean that I'm doing well, better than anybody. I just say that I am in the space of senior pastor. I was dispatched at the age of 43. I started to learn Spanish at the age of 43. And Mrs. Bong Myeom Lee asked me if I do well, I speak English well. So I said to Mrs. Bong Myeom Lee, of course I could not speak English well. Just the learning English that I learned in school was all, but I didn't want to give worries to Mrs. Bong Myeom Lee. So I just said, I'm just fine, but I'm not that good at Spanish. I was not that good at Spanish, and even I was not good at English. In a strange place, just because I was in the space of senior pastor, I could perform my ministry successfully. So I've never regretted being a missionary. That's why my mission report is entitled, What Shall I Render to the Lord for All His Benefits Toward Me? I will tell you about how I became a missionary first. In 1998, while I was serving a church in Gwangju, I was blessed to enter the Manmin Theological Seminary as a junior. When I served a church, the church's pastor told me that I should go to the theological seminary to become a pastor. And he recommended me praying for the future seminary that I would enter. And I offered a vowed prayer. And during a vacation, a pastor visited the church. The pastor went to the Manmin Theological Seminary and he gave me the book, The Tasting Eternal Life Before Death. After I read the book, I entered the Manmin Theological Seminary. At the time, in 1998, I met a female pastor. I visited her prayer center. And she asked me to have service. And she said that I would serve a church in Seoul. At the time, I entered Manmin Theological Seminary, but I had never thought about being a pastor in Manmin at the time. I had my wife and my children in Gwangju, so I thought I would be a pastor in Gwangju. So I could not believe her word. So I just asked her, Do I have to pray for this? And she said, no, you don't have to pray for it. And that year, after this semester ended, and I was blessed to be called as a pastor in this Manmin. I began working as a guidance pastor for students, and later as vice parish pastor for parish 3 for 6 months, for parish 23 for 6 years, and as parish pastor for parish 28 for 4 years. In the meantime, during a Friday all-night service, senior pastor read a letter from Pastor Jeho Lee. I was on the second floor of this sanctuary. It was about the church's need for more missionaries. Senior pastor asked us to volunteer to go to Peru if we were willing. His request moved my heart. At the time, I was given the desire to go. So after Daniel prayer meeting that night, I asked my wife her opinion. But she didn't hesitate at all and said, we had lived by the grace of God, the Lord, and senior pastor, and told me to do whatever I wanted if I received such urging. I didn't expect her to say so. If she had asked me to pray more, I would still be praying now for that. And the next Monday, I submitted the application for becoming a missionary. We all were saved from the fearful hell by the great love and grace of God. In this winter, I've never gone to the public bath and sauna. I could not endure the heat in the sauna for even 5 minutes. But some people say they really enjoy it, but I could not endure it. At the time, I thought about it. I'm sorry for those who enjoying sauna. In the sauna, I pictured the hell. It's like 90 degrees Celsius. And my nose hurt in the sauna. So I put towels on my nose. So I could not endure it. And thinking about all those things, it's really great grace to receive salvation. And we learned about hell. It's really fearful. We cannot even think about being there in hell. We must not go to hell. But by the grace of the Lord, we were saved. We all listened to the word of life and experienced amazing power in the space of senior pastor. We all got to know the true meaning of faith and have hope for New Jerusalem. In another church, when I served another church, I thought I was really thankful to be saved. But after I listened to the message of senior pastor, I came to know the true meaning of faith and the true meaning of salvation. And we also received a lot of blessings after being saved. And my family members also experienced a lot of grace from God. I have two sons and one daughter. In 1999, my son Chanmin Chang, was walking before his mother. He walked ahead of her. A car violated the car, ran the red light. So he was run over by a car. So the boy flew and fell 6 to 7 meters away from the car. But when he was rushed to the hospital, he kind of flew and fell six or seven meters away from the car. But he was completely protected without any bruise and scar. There was no trace. And I gave this testimony to Senior Pastor, but there was no trace and there was no scar at all. So I could not give any specific testimony. He could have died or he could have been crippled. But in the space of Senior Pastor, he got no bruise. How could this happen? It's a blessing that we received in the space of Senior Pastor. And my daughter, Jihyun Chang, when she was 3 years old, she once got big sore on her knee and couldn't walk. It became really big, so he could not walk. You remember the year 1999. It's also the time, it was also the time of blessing. And Senior Pastor led divine healing meeting. So after she received Senior Pastor in the divine healing meeting, and she was healed and came to walk immediately. You know, it's really thankful for us to be saved. But we even received a lot of blessings and even have hope for New Jerusalem. It's really amazing. I will get back to the time when I became a missionary. On October 22, 2005, I arrived in Peru, and December of the year, Peru Mamin Church opened. I learned Spanish for a year and adapted to the local life, and in 2007, I started to perform my ministry in Peru with my family. Let's date back to the time when I arrived in Peru. As I came closer to Peru, I saw a rainbow surrounding the sun from the plain. There were four dot-like lights around the circular rainbow. I was so joyful and thankful. I felt the space of the shepherd. The space of the shepherd refers to a place that his love and power reach transcending space and time. I explained it to my members this way. We have the embassy of Republic of Korea in Bogota. The embassy is here in Colombia, but it's under the rule of Republic of Korea. It's referred to as extraterritoriality. And likewise, if we trust Senior Pastor and stay in the truth, Though Korea is halfway around the world, we can experience His power and love transcending space and time as if we all were with Him in the same space. I can confidently say that the Manmin members in Latin America and I have experienced so many blessings all the time in the space of senior pastor. I'm so happy and grateful. Acts chapter 2 verse 19 says, And I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. God rules over everything, including human, with His power. The word sign is pronounced señales in Spanish. And I will grant wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. I'm going to tell you about wonders and signs briefly. John chapter 4 verse 48 says, So Jesus said to him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. Wonders refer to the work of God that controls meteorological phenomena. When Joshua fought in the war in Gibeon, the sun stayed in the middle of the sky for about a whole day. During the time of Isaiah, the shadow turned backward 10 steps. The three Magi was led to Bethlehem by a star. Those are the examples of wonders. Signs refer to the works through Jesus and the Holy Spirit that leaves certain traces and are usually written in New Testament. The signs of Jesus include changing water into wine, curing the sick, bringing the dead back to life, opening the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and the mouth of the mute. Such works of Jesus that cannot be done with human ability are signs. Jesus showed signs after He preached the message. By doing so, He confirmed that His message is the Word of God. Mark chapter 16 verse 20 reads, And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. Of course, it may be a blessing for one to believe without seeing, but it's not easy to have true faith without seeing such evidence. As sin and evil become more rampant, the hearts of people are more hardened, and it seems really hard for them to have a true faith. Therefore, we need signs and wonders to lead many souls to salvation today. I felt the necessity more keenly while doing my ministry. First, I'm going to talk about signs that we've experienced in the space of senior pastor. During the extreme drought that had lasted for 3.5 years, Elijah prayed for rain, and there was a heavy shower. You must remember when senior pastor arrived in India. The country had suffered from severe drought, but when he arrived, there was a heavy shower. Many people sent prayer requests to him for rain, and after his prayer, it rained. Even typhoons and hurricanes changed their courses were dissipated after his prayer. Such works belong to wonders. Rainbows surrounding the sun are also wonders. The wonders have been shown by the power of God and senior pastor's prayer. When I first arrived in Peru, everything was strange to me. I had to live alone at first, and while I was excited on the one hand, I was a little nervous due to the new surroundings. Of course, I worked happily with Pastor Jae-ho Lee, but when Pastor Jae-ho Lee cooked, I washed the dishes. I could not cook at the time. I only could make soybean soup, and he cooked for me. But But the greatest comfort and encouragement to me was the rainbows that God showed in Senior Pastor's space. I felt God's love and Senior Pastor's love from the rainbows. I cannot express how thankful I was when I saw such rainbows. I took photos of them. One time, I saw rainbows for 13 days in a row. After 3 days, I was looking forward to seeing the rainbow. In every morning, I looked for rainbow, the comfort that God gave to me was really great. And even though I could not speak Spanish very well at the time, I talked to the people on the street. Hey, there was a rainbow. Both in Peru and Colombia, I felt the same excitement all the time. In 2018, I visited a branch church named the Living Mighty One of Israel Church in Chile. That's the photo of the pastor of the church. A brother named Leonard appeared in Mami magazine. The brother is that brother that appeared in the Mami magazine. There were 40 people in attendance. I preached the message and prayed for them with the handkerchief on which a senior pastor had prayed. 10 people testified to their healing. God had shown me K-shaped and V-shaped rainbows in the plane to Chile and a circular rainbow around the sun on the way to the church from the airport. When I saw the V-shaped rainbow, I was really excited. And the rainbow surrounding the sun was really touching. And I saw many kinds of rainbows. Can you imagine how happy I was? I had to stay around the airport due to an unexpected situation in the airport. And it was a strange place, but God showed me a rainbow, so I was moved by God's heart. And on the way to Chile and back to Colombia, God showed me 2-4 and 3-4 rainbows over the clouds. It was my first time to go to Chile. The place was strange. But the rainbows comforted me as if I was just in Bogota. And I saw K-shaped rainbow too. Do you remember the K-shaped rainbow that appeared any other time? It's not that clear because of my cell phone, but it was really touching moment. Wherever I went, I could see and experience such wonders in the space of Senior Pastor. When I first saw the rainbow, in Seoul. I don't know why, but I sneezed when I looked up to the sky and saw the rainbow, but now I do not sneeze. I know that some of you really long for rainbows, and I think I'm not an expert, but I think at least I feel like I got the master's degree of rainbows. I always took window seat in the airplane. Why? It's because I really wanted to see rainbows. On February 6th of this year, God also showed me a special rainbow above Sugamoso Local Sanctuary. Sugamoso Local Sanctuary is one of the four local sanctuaries in Colombia. It's 3 hours away by car from Bogota, the capital city where Colombia Mamin Church is located. It was opened a year ago, and around 20 members joined Colombia Mamin Church's services via live broadcasting on YouTube. Let's look at the rainbow again. Brother Edwin Nino filmed it. I asked him. He's good at taking photos and videos. He's not an expert, but he's really talented. So I asked why he does not take the photo in the panorama function. And he said he was so excited, and his heart was so full that he could not think of the panorama function of the camera. When I visited the members in Sugamoso, I also saw rainbows on the way. Again, wherever the Mamin members are, God shows the rainbows and His wonders. I arranged the photos one time. In a certain year, God showed us rainbows for more than 160 days. Second, I'm going to talk about the signs that we've experienced in the space of Senior Pastor. Colombia Mamin Church was established for those who had registered online after they listened to Senior Pastor's messages on Enlace TV. That is, we are the fruit of the broadcasting ministry. Colombia is 11 times bigger than Korea. Sometimes it takes 10 or even 20 hours to go to some places from Bogota. Even though Bogota is a central city, but it takes a lot of time. There are countless testimonies, but I will tell you a few of them because of time limit. It's the testimony of President of Women's Mission, Marcela Granada. She had brain tumor, so she had severe headaches and could not recognize her family. She needed a surgery, but she was guided to Colombia Mamin Church by her family. After she kept the Lord's Day and received the handkerchief prayer, the tumor was gone. Without surgery, she was completely healed. She recovered health and even restarted her study and became an accountant. Also, her family was evangelized and all her family members work faithfully in the church. In the space of senior pastor, she experienced the sign, and even her family was evangelized. She used to live 3 hours away by car from Bogota, but she moved to Bogota to attend Colombia Mamin Church. Brother Abelardo de Moreno, president of Men's Mission, also received the prayer for the sick after the message on Enlace and was healed of many diseases, including a heart disease. Now, his family and he work faithfully for the kingdom of God. And here is another testimony. On February 16, 2019, Sister Cristina Velasquez lives in Medellin, which is 6 hours away from Bogota. She attends all kinds of worship services, including Sunday services and Daniel prayer meeting via YouTube live broadcasting. I will read you the testimony she sent to me. On February 16, 2018, I arranged things in the basement of my house with my friend. While I was moving a box, I felt extreme pain. Her house is near the park. There are scorpions and even monkeys and snakes. So she often meets such animals and insects at home. After I cleaned the things up, it is that scorpion. I found out a scorpion that stung my foot. A scorpion stings human with that tail. And she marked the place where she was stung by the scorpion. I was in severe pain and felt the venom moving up through my blood vessels in my body. I called out the name of the Lord loudly and received the senior pastor's prayer for the sick recorded on my cell phone. The senior pastor's prayer for the sick is uploaded in the YouTube channel of Columbia Mamin Church. In less than 5 minutes, the pain was gone and my paralyzed leg was loosened. My daughter and my mother wanted to take me to hospital, but I said the Lord had healed me. In the space of senior pastor and by the work of God's power, my leg was not swollen and I had no pain at all. I was completely and quickly healed. Hallelujah. I later heard that her mother had been stung by a scorpion. Though she took medicine and was treated in hospital, her leg stayed swollen for 3 days and the pain was so severe that she had to stay on bed. But after the prayer, she said, after the prayer, less than five minutes passed, she was set free from all the pain. And she was so happy. And in fact, I talked to her on the phone to ask her the details of her testimony. At the time, her voice tone was high because of joy. and told me more testimonies. Her father, who was 96 years old, was in hospital due to bleeding. But on January 25th, when Pastor Susan Lee led the Divine Healing Meeting, she joined it via YouTube. She received the prayer with her hand on the photo of her father. Then the bleeding stopped. And moreover, she was healed of pain in her arm as well. She did not receive the prayer for her arm. She received the prayer for her father, but even her pain was gone. And her father also fell down by mistake and needed to have a surgery for his hip joint. His doctor said he was so old that he would not have many days to live, though he had a surgery. But she sent me the prayer request. So I prayed for her father with the handkerchief, and his surgery was successfully conducted, and he quickly recovered good health. Now he is living very healthy. The next is the testimony of Sister Daisy Paternina, living in Magangue, Colombia, 16 hours away from Bogota. She had uterine myoma for 18 years, so she had severe pain during her monthly period. When she heard that Divine Healing Meeting would be held, she prepared herself to receive healing by listening to the message of the cross. I asked her why you had not been treated in hospital. And she said she had no time and she just put it off. But she had the severe pain. She received the prayer with faith, and during the recent menstruation period, she had no pain at all. She said her back pain had been severe, very serious. But she received Pastor Susan Lee's prayer with amen when she prayed for back pain, and her pain was gone. Even though we are really far from Korea, we are experiencing the space of senior pastor all the time. It's a testimony of Elvia Marina in El Salvador. She slept on her right arm. On February 21, she had really severe pain after sleeping on her arm. And she listened to Pastor Mi-young Lee's message during the Friday all-night service on February 22nd. She and I repented that I had not lived a believing life well. So I received the prayer of Pastor Susan Lee during the Divine Healing Meeting. And I had, after the prayer, I had no discomfort. I had no uncomfortable feeling in my arm. And I even could lift some children up and without any pain. I give all thanks and glory to God. I'm not a special person. I'm not talented. I'm just an ordinary missionary. But in the space of senior pastor, I have experienced such amazing wonders and signs. I'm so happy. Third, I'm going to talk about the mission work in the space of senior pastor. In Colombia, we listened to senior pastor's message during Sunday morning service, and I preached the message in evening service. In evening service, I preached the message. I prepared the message with the senior pastor's messages. When I heard that I would deliver the message on this altar of the center church, of course, I'm at peace. I'm peaceful. I'm at peace as if I am in the space. I am in the space of senior pastor. But I woke up during the night. How I can preach the message on this altar. But Father God gave me happiness on this altar. So it's a blessing. We also listen to senior pastor's message during Wednesday service and pray from 7 to 9 p.m. during weekdays, from 5 to 7 p.m. during holidays and on Saturdays. Because the number of buses decreased after 9 p.m., Daniel prayer meeting ended at 9. All the services and Daniel prayer meetings of the Central Church are broadcast live on the YouTube channel of Columbia Mamin Church. Now this service, my message, is broadcast live. Now it's 2 a.m. in Colombia. When senior pastor preached, the services are broadcast. The Sunday morning and Sunday evening services are both broadcast live. But these days, just Sunday morning service. Around 30 to 40 areas of the U.S., Mexico, Honduras, Venezuela, Ecuador, Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia get access to the live channel and worshiped together. After the live broadcasting, the recorded files are uploaded and many people watch them. We have two local sanctuaries, each in Honduras and Mexico, three local sanctuaries in Venezuela, four local sanctuaries in Colombia. This is a branch church in Venezuela. YouTube is an effective media spreading the word of life of senior pastor in Latin America. It's because most of them use Spanish and have no time difference. The number of subscribers increased. Among the local sanctuaries, I'll tell you about the one in Venezuela. As you heard from international news, Venezuela is a political chaos. The current president and the chairman of the National Assembly are in an unyielding confrontation. Under the influences of international society, it's even predicted that the foreign army may intervene in the situation. Venezuela used to be rich enough to be called Dubai of Latin America, but as oil price dropped and the pressure from international economy increased, their economy is suffering from severe inflation. The inflation rate goes up 1,000,000% within a year. There is a word Venezuelan diet because the serious inflation and the economic meltdown, the people have lost weight on average 6 kilograms. Under such a difficult situation, three local sanctuaries were set up in Ciudad Guaya, Valencia, and Panamericano. They joined in the services of Columbia Mamin Church. Brother Victor Jimenez, a leader of Saudad Gwaja Local Sanctuary, got to know Mamin and senior pastor in 2010 via the internet. He received much grace from the sermons in the church's website and attended pastor's seminar held in Peru Mamin Church in 2012. He was so much blessed there. After that, he kept in touch with me and visited Columbia Mamin Church twice. On March 27, 2018, he opened a local sanctuary in his area and joined the Sunday services and other services, including Daniel Prayer, via YouTube. Brother Victor Jimenez often sent the prayer request for diseases or life problems of those who he had tried to evangelize. So I prayed for them with the handkerchief. After the prayer, I heard that they were healed of paralysis, cyst in breast, blood circulation disorder, cardiac arrhythmia, kidney disease, sinus infection, women's disease, cervical disc, and poor eyesight. It has been just 1 year since the local sanctuary opened, but now 35 to 40 people joined in the sanctuary, and they have experienced revival. In addition, I visited Venezuela twice, 2018. I led 4 pastor seminars, 3 outdoor handkerchief healing meetings, and 4 handkerchief healing meetings in some churches. I was also invited to another church and preached and appeared in radio program. And I also gave a greeting message under the name of Mamin in the event named Prayer Meeting for Venezuela. I was given 5 minutes. So I talked about senior pastor and I asked them to repent and all the churches to be united to solve the political problems of Venezuela. It's like the prayer meetings when we prayed under the colony of Japan. So I talked about our experience, our Korean experience. Many missionaries prayed together with the Koreans. So I talked about this. That's why we can be developed into this great country now. I talked about this to them and prayed together. This pastor organized a big meeting and invited me. The Venezuelan pastors are really longing for the word of life. One of the Venezuelan pastors said, Mamin is special and unique because we allow them to experience the power of God after the message, while others only preach the message. Because I prayed for them with the handkerchief after the message. So it was unique to them. And they gave their testimonies of healing, and they were really surprised. And I talked about senior pastor. Whenever he went to crusades or other churches to preach the message, he always prayed for them, and many healing works happened. After a pastor's seminar, a female pastor said, "I'm a man from today." I was a little surprised. I asked the reason of her. She said so because she had listened to the explanation of senior pastor on a verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34. It says, the women are keep silent in the churches. Senior pastor let us know that women do not literally refer to women, but to those believers who cannot dwell in the truth and do not have a spiritual faith. It means that they received a lot of grace and much grace from the messages of senior pastor. Despite such a difficult situation in Venezuela, I could perform my ministry there thanks to the word of life delivered by senior pastor and the divine healing works shown by the handkerchief. As I said, what an ordinary missionary can do well is to stay without swaying. I just keep doing what I have been doing. I'm going on the third mission trip to Venezuela from March 11 to 22nd. The number of pastors who are longing for the word of life is increasing. Those are the leaders of the church who they come with me to on the mission trip. And Victor Jimenez and Pastor Valencia on the left, Larimonas, Brother Larimonas. On the right, Victor Jimenez, and left, Pastor Valencia. Actually, these people really work really hard because there were so many people in attendance for the meetings, and sometimes we could not receive the testimonies because there were no worker for receiving the testimonies. On the third mission trip, I'm going to give three lectures in my Manmin Bible Seminary. I used to hold the reason why we call this seminar Manmin Bible Seminary is we started to regularly gather and share the holiness gospel. So we named it, by naming it, we will feel more unity. And I'm going to lead pastors and three leaders' seminars and prayer meeting for Venezuela in Anzoátegui. In the first spot and second spot, I'm going to lead Manmin Bible Seminary. And on the third spot, I will lead pastors' seminar on the spot four. And I will lead outdoor handkerchief healing meeting from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. And I am a main speaker. It could happen in the space of senior pastor. On the spot six, in another Bible seminary, in the spot five, and I will meet Christian leaders and on the spot, the Area 7. And there is Panamericano Local Sanctuary, and I will lead handkerchief healing meeting. And so I will go on a mission trip east to west in Venezuela. And Anzoátegui area, Pastor Manuel invited me to the three pastors and leaders seminars, prayer meeting, and Sunday service. His wife, Pastor Beatrice, had been suffering from herniated cervical disc. On my second visit to the country, he asked me to pray for her. I prayed for her with the handkerchief. And she was healed of it. And after this happened, her husband, the pastor, recommended me to Anzoátegui Pastors Association and invited me to the three important meetings. Brothers and sisters, please pray for us so that we can bear more beautiful fruit in the space of Senior Pastor. To spread the ministry and power of Senior Pastor in Brazil as well, Brothers Victor Jimenez and Larry Monasterio visited the country twice. So we will go to Brazil with the Holiness Gospel soon. I believe that the Holiness Gospel of Senior Pastor will be spread in Brazil widely. Besides, we are preparing to spread the Holiness Gospel and the powerful works of Senior Pastor to other countries in Latin America, and we are being led to the prosperous way all the time. Let me conclude this mission report. All of us have received the grace of God, the Lord, and Senior Pastor. What shall we render to the Lord for all His benefits toward us? His grace is so great that we cannot repay all of it with anything. But if we fulfill our God-given duties in His love and the space of Senior Pastor, we can do something seemingly impossible and something we never expected. We Columbia Mammin Church and Mammin members in Latin America like to say this. We use this phrase all the time, in the space of the shepherd. We greet each other. Be happy in the space of the shepherd. Be filled with the Holy Spirit in the space of the shepherd. It's our greeting. We have WhatsApp, which is application like a KakaoTalk. And I gave messages with greetings. When we greet each other in the application, we always use the phrase, in the space of the shepherd. We live in different places. We probably live in different cultures. But all of us have something in common. That's the space of the shepherd. So we always say, in the space of the shepherd. We may compare our believing life with the spiritual warfare. War is not a game. We cannot restart it just because we want to. It's a life and death problem. It decides if we are going to heaven or to hell. In the war, a propaganda war could happen. Propaganda is information, often inaccurate information, which is a political organization publishes or broadcasts in order to influence people. That is, a propaganda warfare is where the people use wrong information to demoralize the enemy and encourage their own troops. In the propaganda war, The most threatening weapon is false information. But when we discern well between true one and false one, we will surely achieve a victory. The revelation and the powerful works of God are given to our loving senior pastor. It's senior pastor who confirmed the word through the powerful works. It's senior pastor who has led us to experience the power of God. Some people might say, senior pastor said this when they saw the letters from senior pastor. They said like this. Senior pastor may have wrong information about the church's situation, but I don't think so. When you read my life and my faith, he always says only true things. He will not make any wrong judgment, even if he has wrong information, or even if he has no information or lack of information. So he can discern everything well because he communicates with God. I grew up in a secluded mountainous district. We had no TV and no internet. We only had radio. The information from the radio was all that was available for us. At the time, I was reminded of a Taekwon girl, Marutina. There was no electricity in my house. Marutia Arachi was really interesting. It was a radio soap opera. That channel had much noise. It was really important to tune the radio to the right channel. There was much noise. So, I moved the radio to tune the radio to the right channel. Or sometimes I lift it up, or I held the antenna to tune the radio. Likewise, if we tune our spiritual radio to the right channel, we will never have any difficulty and no problem. We'll have no problem at all. My grandfather listened to the weather forecast every day. And he had to listen to the weather forecast. My grandfather was obsessed with the weather forecast. He moved the radio to tune the radio to, you know, that it's to listen to the Maruchi Arachia, the soap opera. I also try to move the radio. I hope you will tune your spiritual radio to senior pastor. You will never have any problem. You don't have to have any worries. We'll just bear valuable and beautiful fruit. I give thanks to my loving senior pastor who has led me to fulfill God-given duty in the name of the Lord. I will do my work with more fervor and become a witness of senior pastor in Spanish-speaking countries. I made my mission report today. Let's pray for the world mission and all the mommy members in other countries. I hope you will pray fervently for them and missionaries.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.